Fest 2009, obviously surface computing is all the latest rage, and anything you can actually interact with physically is going to be lots of fun and get lots of traffic. So here we have Patrick with the back of device touch input. Tell us a little bit about it.
So this is our latest prototype on back of device interaction. We're calling it NanoTouch. And what you can see here is that instead of touching my device from the front side, I'm actually interacting with the back side. So the reason why we're doing this is we feel that the mobile devices we're using today, which are basically the size of like a mobile phone or a PDA, so we feel this is not the end of miniaturization. We think that there's a use for devices that are actually substantially smaller than that. And so the vision that we're having is that to have devices that are more like something that blends into my clothing that's extremely small, something like a wristwatch, like a pendant, a ring. And so if I try to make a device like that using existing touch technology, I'm just using like a 5 Eurosense coin for that here. If I try to interact with this using a regular touchscreen interaction, I wouldn't see very much because my finger would be occluding the whole screen at all times. In contrast, by interacting with the backside, that works really well, actually. So let me show you a couple of demos, and then I explain to you.
Is the concept there because less of your finger is touching, or your hand isn't getting in the way and blocking the screen?
It's the latter, exactly. Okay. So the fact that my finger is out of the way is really essential. So I'm just playing this video game here where I'm, let me see if anyone is here. Hello? Any bots? Oh, okay. Looks like.
And what's the device that you're actually playing on? Is that something custom?
Yeah, so the whole device is custom.
Okay.
And, I need to focus on this game here. Okay, there you go. So the key is if I try to play this game with interaction in the front, my finger would be interfering with the game at all times.
Sure.
By interacting with the backside, this works actually surprisingly well. But important for us is that this, from our perspective, is still a large device. The type of device we're talking about are extremely small, like a coin. And so, actually, there are a couple of pictures here. Let me show these to you.
Okay.
So these are form factors we're kind of envisioning. So,
I see the watch. You've got the watch,
right.
sort of a strap for a purse, maybe?
Yeah, so that's right. So here would be like a shoulder strap. And the devices always have the same pattern. The front side is always completely a screen. The back side is entirely touch. And the side is a selection of buttons, which is a really good combination for making basically all necessities that you need to making a mobile application. But then the difference is they're different sizes. So a watch, for example, is interesting because unlike, you know, watches we've seen in the past in the market where people have a few number of icons that people occlude with their fingers, in our model we're interacting with the back, with the wristband of the watch.
Right.
And the finger of the user gets reduced to being a single point, and that point basically pokes through the arm and allows you to directly select a link rather than having to zoom several times.
You know, I got to tell you, this makes so much sense to me. It makes you wonder why we even started with, you know, interacting with the front screen in the first place. Seems like we took a wrong step there.
So it's an interesting question. Obviously, so when we thought about this concept in the first place, we thought like, oh, that's kind of counterintuitive. Like, where would we ever physically do that? And it turns out we did some initial testing and it works pretty well. And so it turns out the reason why we know about these things is because we have this experience from shaving, for example, or from applying makeup, if you will.
Okay.
Well, we have exactly the same interaction. We're looking at the mirror, we're looking at ourselves, but we're interacting backwards. And the training we have from shaving and similar things is actually what helps us understand this type of interaction. So the two things that are holding us back right now are, like, the two things. One of them is the fact that eyesight is obviously constrained. You know, if you don't see very well, then this is probably not for you. But the other thing is that the technology is not there right now for making a device that's physically that small. So that said, from our perspective, the idea is that this is kind of a 10-year agenda. So as technology gets smaller every year, we can say, okay, now we're actually at this level where we can make a watch. And then, like, in the next year, we could make, you know, something even smaller. So in the long run, I think the concept we're envisioning is, you know, maybe you're wearing, like, a decorative, like, pendant, which, you know, use the screen to show some decorative stuff. The moment I pick it up, the device recognizes, oh, you know, I've been picked up. It starts showing my calendar on it. Now I scroll through the calendar. I'm selecting an entry. Maybe I'm deleting it. And it becomes a pendant again. So the one-line summary is that we really love touchscreen interaction. I think it's a really great step forward. The expressiveness of direct touch is very important.
Yes.
At the same time, it's very difficult to make a touchscreen that's really small than like 3 inches, 2.5 inches. The sweet spot is more around 3.5 inches as we see it on the market right now. So we think in the long run, we want to give people additional mobility when they're physically active, when they're wearing fashionable clothing. So for example, if I go swimming, I could envision just having a waterproof wristwatch that gives me access to like the key functionality I have right now. And I would use it using back-of-device interaction, which makes it possible to interact with these extremely tiny devices.
Awesome. That's amazing. So it's sort of like wardrobe, accessories, and functional.
Exactly. So I think the next people who should look at that are actually industrial designers and think about the form factors that we should have. So let me show you a demo that one of our friends and one of the product teams, Chad, has been writing. So normally if you interact with the touch screen, the visual language as well, unfortunately, that you're occluding things, and if you're touching them, you're actually demoting them, you're pushing them away from you.
Right.
If you're interacting with the device backside in contrast, I'm actually pushing things up so you can see how my finger is.
So cool.
The little bulge, thank you. And so I can pick up this A here and drag it around. So as you can see, as I'm picking it up, it gets bigger because it actually gets pushed towards the user. So I kind of like thinking about this idea of developing a visual language that actually goes with the hardware, where software and visual language and hardware reinforce each other.
It almost gives the illusion that the touchscreen on the backside is pressure sensitive as you push, and it becomes, you know, mountainous.
So as a matter of fact, that is actually pressure sensitive. So this is a regular touchpad, but it's mounted onto a pressure sensing mechanism. And what I didn't bring today is we actually have a new back for it that is entirely multi-touch and pressure sensitive. So if I put four fingers down like this, it tells me these four locations as well as the force that I'm implying on these different locations, which is technology that made by Ken Perlin and his friends, which are partners of Microsoft at NYU.
That is so cool. I'm an NYU alum. Can I get one of those?
So right now we have only a small number of them, and these are actually these are prototypes. From our perspective, they're just placeholders because we really think about things that are substantially smaller than that. But at the same time, this is really really good basis for us to do our research. Mm-hmm. It allowed us to run a series of user studies. Now we can actually have data to back up these claims. We know that we can have, how small these things can get, how precise the interaction is. And we're going to publish this next month at the CHI conference.
Awesome. Thank you very much. This is so exciting. This is probably one of the favorite things I've seen here this year. TechFest 2009.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.